Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 28th of May. It's Thursday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. Check out American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Okay, folks. I'm sorry. I got distracted by my computer here for a moment. Yeah, okay, folks. don't really have too much to discuss here this evening, so I'm more or less going to open the phones. But before we do, reading Washington Jewish Week today, a distinguished newspaper here in the Washington, D.C. area, I want to read you an article. In a time of budget shortfalls, the Montgomery County Council's 2010 budget includes nearly $500,000 in grants for four Jewish community nonprofits. Now, that's Montgomery County, Maryland, we're talking about. The Jewish Council for the Aging has been awarded a total of $206,890 through four grants. $105,000 will fund the group's employment expo. $50,000 will go toward construction of a terrace level at the Jewish Council for the Aging's new Rockville, Maryland headquarters. $46,470 will go for employment training services. And $5,000 will be spent on GPS systems for the group's vehicles. The Jewish Federation of Greater Washington has been granted $200,000 in total funds. $125,000 will be allocated to emergency services through the organization's Emergency Assistance Fund, which was set up in January to compensate for revenue shortfalls experienced as a result of the economic crisis. Another $75,000 will go toward an emergency generator. The Jewish Coalition Against Domestic Abuse is to receive $30,000 to boost client services. The Partnership for Jewish Life and Learning is to receive $25,000 to upgrade various security services and equipment. Now, even as the Washington Jewish Week points out, in a time of budget shortfalls, the Montgomery County's budget includes nearly $500,000 in grants for four Jewish community nonprofits. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever happened to separation of church and state, or in this case, separation of synagogue and state? Why is Montgomery County, Maryland money being sent towards building a new terrace at the Jewish Council's new Rockville headquarters? $5,000 on GPS systems for the group's vehicles, a $75,000 emergency generator at the Jewish Federation of Greater Washington. What do they need an emergency generator for, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, if the lights go out, the lights go out. I mean, what the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on? Why are the taxpayers of Montgomery County, who include Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Christians, and people of other faiths, why are their funds being given to Jewish organizations? I wonder how many $100,000 have been given to the Catholic Church. I wonder how many $100,000 has been given to the Baptist Church. I wonder how many $100,000 have been given to the Methodists. The people of Montgomery County, Maryland should be up in arms. And what's scary, folks, is this is going on all over the country. We're being raped and robbed and pillaged by special privileged groups.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. You're welcome to call in here at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Talking about these Jewish groups getting taxpayer money. Now, look at this group, the Partnership for Jewish Life and Learning. Now, tell me that that's not a Jewish organization concerned with Jewish affairs. Tell me that that's not religious. Now, of course, the gimmick that Jewish organizations have been using to rape, rob, and pillage public budgets, including the federal budget, the gimmick they use is to say that, well, these are not religious organizations. These are cultural and community affairs organizations. It has nothing to do with religion. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a bunch of Talmudic crap. Now, you know damn well that if the Catholic Church were getting, the Catholic Church in Montgomery County were getting some sort of freebies out of the taxpayers, the Jewish groups would be up in arms talking about separation of church and state. Now, if anybody knows where the Catholic Church is getting money in the Montgomery County budget, I'd like to know about it. I don't think any church or religious organization of any kind should be getting money out of the public till. And yet, that's exactly what we have going on here, folks. Now, they brag about this openly in Washington Jewish Week. I've quoted things like this to you before on this broadcast. But, I mean, aren't we supposed to have separation of church and state? Well, why don't we also have separation of synagogue and state? I think we should. I think we should, ladies and gentlemen, but we obviously don't. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? this phenomenon of Jewish power and influence that we're not allowed to talk about. It's there. It's in front of us. I don't see if the Nazis are secretly trying to gain control of this country, I don't see the public budget being used to fund the Partnership for Nazi Life and Learning, or the Nazi Federation of Greater Washington, or the Nazi Council for the Aging. And yet there are those who will tell us that the Nazis are secretly running the country or trying to gain control of the country. I don't know. What do you think about it? All right, well, we are going to go to the phones here, folks. Let's see. Well, we have Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, one of our Jewish activists.
3 months from now.
Dave, I can't hear a word you're saying. You have to repeat yourself and speak up.
Hello?
Dave, there you go.
Oh, I didn't even know you came to me, Michael. Well, you're going to the callers early tonight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the, Michael, listen, yeah, I've talked about that for ages, that there's no separation of synagogue in state. I've known that for ages. It's disgusting, you know? But, hey, you know, Michael, I know you're not a Talmudic scholar, but you're somewhat familiar with the Talmud, but you know what I've been wanting to talk about is this thing about the Gaza Zoo, you know?
Okay.
And tying it in with Noah's Ark and the Talmudic view of Noah in his Ark. Now, you know, I believe, Michael, these people who, you know, they seem to, some of these people, like those Jewish soldiers that shot the animals at point blank range and cold blood and everything. I mean, you know, I think they hate the Creator. I mean, they crucified Jesus. They said all things were created through Jesus Christ. They hate the Creator. They killed him. They murdered him at point blank range also. They're murdering the innocent animals, not to mention all the innocent people and everything in Gaza. I think they hate the Creator. The Creator made us in his image. Jesus made us in his image. We didn't make Jesus in our image. He made us in his image. Now, you know, he also made all the critters. All the critters are made in God's image, too. You know, they have the eyes and the ears and the nose and the mouth, and they have whiskers. They don't shave in the morning like we do, but they still have whiskers and everything. And God describes himself very often with these attributes of these critters that he's made in his image. For example, sometimes he's like the lion of the tribe of Judah, and other times he's just an innocent lamb being slaughtered. So he has these attributes of these critters that he created in his image. Now, these Jew soldiers, I mean, they hate the Creator. They hate what the creatures that the Creator has created. They hate everything about God. They hate everything that's created in God's image. And I think this comes right out of the Talmud. I've been trying to find it. I'm trying to find it now on my computer. I'm getting close to finding it. But I remember years ago up at the Anchorage Library, public library, they built a brand new library. And in this brand new library in Anchorage, they had a brand spanking new set of Talmud, the Sonsino edition of the Talmud. And, of course, it was red in color, and it was like a big set of encyclopedias. And at the time, I had gotten, like, Elizabeth Dillon's book about the Jewish religion, and I was reading some of Eustace Mullins' material and everything, and I was saying, could this evil stuff really be in this Talmud and everything? And I spent quite a bit of time, several weeks out at the Anchorage Library, and sure enough, all this filth, evil filth and everything is in the Talmud. But I recall reading, Michael, and maybe you can help me with this, but these, you know, like John Hagee, I've heard him teach his dumb followers that the three great races of mankind, the African race and the Asian Oriental, like the Chinese race and the Caucasian white race, that Noah's three sons were the three progenitors of this of these great races. And of course, Noah, we're only talking about 4,500 years ago or something. I mean, only a fool would believe such a thing. And even according to scriptures, Noah was pure in his generations. He was racially pure. He was pure in his generations. So this is absurd that these three races of mankind descended from Noah's three sons. Well, anyways, have you read, Michael, in the Talmud that this Noah, according to the Talmud, he wasn't some sweet old guy that loved animals. In fact, he loved animals so much that the animals just came to him, just gravitated naturally towards him because he loved animals so much. In the Talmud, they teach that Noah's Ark was a slave ship. Just like the Jews owned all the slave ships, all the slaves that brought the poor African slaves over here to America, and the poor indentured servants over from the British Isles, that Noah brought, they were human beings. Anyways, they were human beings, Michael, that he had on that island.
Well, I tell you what, Dave, I was not familiar with that, but if that is indeed the case, and I have no reason to doubt your description of it, I think that should be a wake-up call to the Christian, the people who call themselves Christians, who follow John Hagee and Pat Robertson and satanic false prophets of that ilk. I mean, if this is what the Talmud says Noah's Ark was all about, it's completely contradictory to what Christians believe that the Bible says. So I think that right there is just another evidence that this theme of Judeo-Christianity is a bunch of rot.
Yeah, like the Jews are too smart to fall for this crap that the Christians are taught. They know that if they believe it, the rabbis believe in Noah's Ark, but they also know that these races didn't descend from Noah's three sons, all these different races and everything. And all this stuff, like the apes, for example, the apes would represent, like, the black Africans would be called the apes that were brought on Noah's ship and on the Ark. And then, like, the word Goyim that we're all familiar with, the cattle, the human cattle, but they use the, you know, an dumb oxen and everything else, but they use these words for animals and they apply them to human beings.
That's very interesting, and I'm sure that's absolutely the case because of the fact that the Talmud does have a history of code words. Jewish writers will even admit this. They admit that the rabbis in their debates as they were recorded in the Talmud, they indicate that they used code names for Jesus Christ, you know, just in case the Gentiles ever got their hands on the Talmud. So yeah, I have no doubt that you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Michael, I'm at the point, Michael, that I believe this whole business about the Holocaust and all this crap, I think it's a big diversionary tactic, and I think it's to get our eyes off the true Jewish agenda, which I think they have a Holocaust agenda. And while we're looking back 50 years or whatever to some alleged Holocaust, I think they're planning a Holocaust for us. I think they have a Holocaust agenda. I think they're all.
I tell you what, Dave. To a naive listener, or to an uninformed listener or a first-time listener, what you just said would sound, I don't want to say it sounds crazy, but there's a lot of people who would think it sounds crazy, but I'm here to tell you, Dave, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I think they're planning and plotting a Holocaust for humanity.
They're already setting up concentration camps here, Dave. We know that. They've been doing it for years. All right, we are going through the break. Thanks for your call, Dave. Like I say, folks, some of you out there may think what Dave said sounds kind of crazy. Don't think that. Truth is often stranger than fiction. All right, stay tuned. We've got some callers lined up. You can call here at 800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabyte.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabyte and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartabyte is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. Excuse me. Yeah, we are live here tonight, of course. We are taking phone calls. The number is, 800-313-9443. Our next caller is going to be Steve from Chicago. Steve, what's going on tonight?
Well, I hate to break the continuity, but I'm going to. Listen, I tried to get on Alan Watts' show because I wanted to wish him a happy 100th anniversary centennial for MI5 and MI6. They had a nice article in the Wall Street Journal. It says, Britain's spies plan to party. And the line that caught my eye there, they were formed, created as the Secret Service Bureau in October 1909, prompted by British fears about a growing threat of Germany. I would have never known, you know. But I needed a seeing eye dog and a blind man's cane to figure that one out. But what upset me, I couldn't listen to Jason Burma shave, you know, that little shaver there, the understudy of Alex Jones. So I flipped over to Tammy Bruce, the androgynous Tammy Bruce, you know, Tammy and Bruce. And she starts out and she's crying that Queen Elizabeth wasn't invited. She was a whack. They claim she was a truck mechanic during World War II, and she wasn't invited to D-Day. Only Gordon Brown was. Then she goes on to say, you know, Obama's going to visit Dresden, and she says, and they had that coming. You know, she was giving you the Obama-Harris stuff. It was okay to incinerate and carbonize women and children to the size of puppies. But the thing that really staggered me, her next statement was, if Obama takes the troops out of there, the NATO troops, that within 10 years, if Germany is not occupied, they will go for world domination and we'll have the Third World War. And I thought, that's even worse than Alex Jones. And nobody ever monitors what that other, you know, like this woman is doing.
That's amazing. So she's afraid that, well, the Germans are going to take over the world.
she claims she's half Irish and half Italian. And she's real swarthy, too. But one last thing. Listen, you know, there's some rumors out here that Blagojevich takedown has something to do with Chris Kennedy running for the Senate. You know, he took a secret poll back in November. He's RFK's son. He's held no elected office here in Illinois. He's run a merchandise mart. And I don't know. It keeps reoccurring in Michael Snead's column that this guy is going to run. And I would think that Kennedy would have enough power to, take out a rivals. If Blagojevich wasn't going to nominate him, you know,
I wouldn't bet against that at all because without knowing all the particulars because over the years, I mean, in every state, in every little burg, you can find some of the most extraordinary political maneuvering that you wouldn't think possible. You know, behind the scenes. I mean, I've seen it in some small towns that I'm familiar with. Some of the dirtiest, the double dealing, trying to put people in jail because they're political opponents. I mean, you know, look, politicians play dirty. So, with the amount of money that the Kennedy family does have, it's entirely possible that they did play some role in that Blagojevich affair. You know, a lot of these events that take place, we tend to look at them through the prism of what's being presented to the public by the mass media. But a lot of times there's a lot of other things at work. Sometimes you have two or three different groups, you know, all working towards the same goal and maybe not even working together. But nonetheless, all those things come together. So it's entirely possible, Steve. That's very interesting.
Well, I thought I'd bring it up, Michael. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, very interesting, Steve. All right, thanks, Steve, as always, for your calls. We have just about a minute before we go to the next break. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up our next caller, and he can stay on after the break, as I'm sure he'll want to. I don't think he can finish up what he has to say in 30 seconds. So, excuse me, we're going to go to Los Angeles with Jim. Jim, come aboard.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to relay my Memorial Day story to you, and I think your listeners would be interested because it's a good insight into a typical American family. So, you know, I'm a white nationalist. I'm against the war. So we're all sitting around Memorial Day, and politics comes up. And my sister and her brother-in-law, they're diehard Bush supporters. They think Cheney's got a bad rap. They're members of their American Legion. And my sister said, so you don't support the war? I said, no. And she said, but those boys are over there fighting for our freedoms. They allow us to have this Memorial Day celebration. And I said, not only do I not support the war, I don't support our troops in Iraq because I don't, the troops are the war. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what am I? I just have to mindlessly support anything they do? You know, and she just thinks I'm a traitor. And
Jim, hold your thought.
Okay.
Hold your thought. We are going to the break, and it's so ironic you bring this up because on Memorial Day I experienced something very similar with some very dear friends of mine, and I want to relate that when you're done. So stay tuned, folks. We have Jim from Los Angeles. We have some other callers joining us. You can call in at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Is credit card debt stressing you out?
If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have Jim from Los Angeles relating, which I think is a sad, tragic, ironic, poignant Memorial Day tale. Jim, go ahead. You were talking. Your family considers you a traitor, huh?
Not all of them. There's several that agree with me, but they won't come to my defense, or even in the mildest way. They're so intimidated by, I guess, just the ethos of our time, in which is, you know, if you don't support the war, you got to keep your mouth shut.
Okay, well, Jim, all right, let me tell you this personal story, because I was going to bring it up on the air anyway, and it fits right in with your, right, fits right in, because this past Memorial Day, I had to end my longtime friendship with a familiar figure whom you have often heard about in this radio program, the gentleman I often referred to, or I always referred to, as the Big Shot Lawyer. Now, of course, this Big Shot Lawyer is a devotee of Fox News and a big supporter of the war, and really looking forward to an attack on Iran, and, you know, all the standard things that we get out of the kosher conservatives. But we maintained our friendship despite this, and finally, things crossed the line. He and his wife were terribly upset when I said that this United States Marine who threw a little puppy dog over the cliff in Iraq while his friend filmed it, and they laughed about it, I said that Marine should be shot.
I agree.
Now, the reason why they were so offended by that is because the Marine is one of the troops.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to them, I said, you know,
I said, I'll tell you what. I said, it is beyond my comprehension. Now, these people are some of the finest, most decent, intelligent, friendly people that I've ever known in my life. I felt like I've been a member of their family and their extended families. They have been very, very dear to my heart. But when they have become so brainwashed by the mass media that they're even willing to excuse a U.S. Marine killing an innocent little puppy dog just for fun. Now, you know, I said to them, I said, maybe it's because the dog happened to probably belong to some Arabs or some Muslims. I guess that makes it okay.
Yeah.
You know? And I said to them, I said, I'm very, very sorry, but this is the end of a 25-year friendship.
Good for you.
I have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, good for you. I agree with you. That Marine should be shot. He's not an American soldier. American soldiers have to have integrity and not be mercenaries and join up for the Corps, the Army, or whatever, just to get out of maybe a bad local economy wherever they're from. You know, I consider that a mercenary because you hear this a lot. Well, a lot of these young guys, they come from depressed areas of the country and there's no opportunity. So that rationalizes, hey, go to Iraq and kill Arabs because you can't find a job.
Yeah.
You know, go and get a job at McDonald's. I'll have a million times more respect for you. And I'm not anti-war. I'm a big believer in a strong defense, but not this kind of war. And my sister smugly says to me, she says, Jim, freedom is not free. And she thought, oh, I got him, and oh, everybody.
Where'd she hear that?
What's he going to say now? And I said, sister, I said, conquest is not free. That's what this war is about. This war is about conquest. This has nothing to do with their freedom or preserving our freedom. This is about conquering a country, setting up a puppet head of state and puppet leaders, and when they get out of line, we put them back in line. That's all this is about, and resources, their resources, and protecting Israel. All of that wrapped up into one. That's what this war is about. It has nothing to do with freedom.
Well, you know, I tell you, Jim, I tell you what I said to my friends. I said, you know, I said, it's a damn shame that politics has to come between a friendship, but, you know, politics is a very deadly business. We've got more than 4,000 dead Americans in Iraq. You know, we have got all these guys and gals coming back without arms and legs and various other body parts. We have all of these Iraqi men, women, and children who have been killed. You know, war is a deadly business, and unjust and senseless wars of the kind that you've just described are the deadliest kind of all. So, you know, I guess what it's come down to, Jim, is that, you know, it is a matter of survival. It is a matter of survival for us. And I can't consider people who want to help destroy this world my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you're stuck with your family. There's not much you can do about that.
Well, it's strained relations, to say the least. And some of them are members of their local American Legion. And a year or so ago, I went as a guest of theirs just to see, you know, kind of see what's going on down there. Not that it surprised me. And you hear things like people... They're a lot of these guys are hard on Bush because they consider him not militant enough. they think, you know, he's a wimp and he's a sellout because he needs to drop a thermonuclear bomb on Tehran and take care of business.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, they really want that to happen. They want to basically obliterate all of the Arab world.
Oh, it's
and I think to myself, you're not an American. You are sick. Get help.
Well, you
you're
know,
a lunatic.
Jim, I tell you what, you know, the bottom line of it is that even though we are going to be confronted with friends and family who have these silly ideas, the one good thing we do know is that there's lots of other people who agree with us. So, Jim, let me move on, but I appreciate your call, and I feel for you. All right, let's go to Ohio with Bill.
Hi, good evening, Mike. How are you?
What's going on, Bill?
Oh, not much. Yeah, these war pimps, they want to make sure that we kill the 20 million Christians living in the Middle East. Wouldn't that be grand?
Yeah.
Bunch of neocon traitor pimps. I've no love for them at all. And great caller from California. All your callers are great. Big shout out to all of them, Michael. But the bottom line is this. You know, the war for America's freedom, it was fought over 200 years ago. It's not being fought in Iraq for a pipeline to Haifa, Israel, for the Jews, nor was World War II or World War I or the Civil War, for that matter. I believe, wasn't it that Virginia and North Carolina had already, passed laws outlawing slavery? And, you know, of course, that's a whole other thing. You can talk about Abe Lincoln later. What was his real name, Michael Springsteen? Or
yeah.
He was a Steen, correct?
Yeah, what it's all coming down to, though, Bill, you know, we are in this situation where we're being bombarded daily with all this war propaganda. I just saw an article from the Guardian of London saying that that's what the Israelis are doing right. This is the London Guardian saying this, that the Israeli lobby in this country is already gearing up to get American people to go along with the idea that we should have war against Iran.
Right, they're trying to sell us on another war. I'm sick of war. I'm sick of these warring Jews that want us to shed our blood for them, for them to create a greater Israel. I'm waiting for these rape photos to come out of these American soldiers sodomizing young children in front of their mothers, which we all knew had happened. It did happen, and the photos are out there, and that's why they're not releasing them. But I'm waiting for this to come out. Hopefully there are some patriots that will release these things, and hopefully this will, you know, stop even the most staunch, you know, war pimps that are out there, except for the Jew neocons, of course. But this will, you know, I think shock them in ways that they never imagined. There's no justification for any of this. And I'm just so sick of it. I'm sick of these trillion-dollar wars with no end in sight. Mike, it's not a war. Only Congress can declare war. This is an occupation.
Yeah, that's right.
And they've been trying to do it in Gaza, in the Gaza concentration camp, for 60 years. And guess what? It hasn't worked. And it's not going to work in Iraq. And now they want to pimp another war in Pakistan now, in Afghanistan.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
in the air,
insanity.
Too. And you know what? Americans will buy it.
And, you know, this, you know, I was told love it or leave it by my brother over the weekend, you know.
We all must be getting hit.
Yeah. Love it or leave it. I you know, what do you say? I'm glad our founding fathers didn't think that way. You know, love it or leave it, John. Here's your taxation. You know, if you don't agree with these neocon pimps, so you're to leave your country now? My God above. God help us, Mike.
I'll tell you what. We do need a war. We do need a war here on American soil against the traitors on this soil who are leading us
too.
Over the cliff. We definitely need a war.
It's a short list. It's not that many people.
That's right.
It really is. You know, so anyway, long story short, I've butted heads many, many times and kind of crossed swords with a family member. So what I did this weekend, I brought him up a copy of Pat Buchanan's book, Hitler, Churchill, and an Unnecessary War.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of thought that's at least a little bit of a tonic. It's not maybe maybe the Gulag Archipelago are two kind of, you know, maybe entry-level Zionism books to help, you know, help that whole matrix. You know, if someone is caught up in that, so many are. We all have family members in it or friends or what have you. But yeah, the war pimps, I've no use for them whatsoever. And the Fox, the faux news, Fox News, you know, I don't know.
It's a real poison. It's a real poison. I was talking about that with Hashem Talawi the other day. This Fox News has been such a poisonous thing used by the Zionist Power Network to break down the opposition within mm-hmm. traditional American conservative circles to standing, you know, breaking down the opposition to needless foreign wars, breaking down the opposition to Jewish power and influence. This Fox News, I look forward to the day when we have a revolution in this country.
Sean Hannity, that little weasel hanging from a rope.
We can decimate Fox News.
Giuliani.
All right, Bill, I got to move on here, but thanks for your call. Boy, folks, here's just three of us in the last 5 minutes have all suffered interpersonal relationships because of these crimes that are being committed against mankind by these criminals. Okay, let's go up to Canada for a minute. We've got Byron calling from Canada. Byron.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
All right, what's going on, Byron?
Well, actually, the last few callers kind of stole what I was going to say. When people talk about, well, we're over there, they're over there fighting so we can have our freedom over here. And listening to Rick Adams, the last few shows where they had that Kimmel's grandson on, it looks like more and more that World War II was about as phony as this Iraq war. And I got thinking, I wasn't born when World War II was going on, but I got thinking, what war can you name since World War II? And God, we've been in a lot of countries. If you really want to, you stop and think how many countries that we've actually went in and bombed and killed a lot of people. How many of those countries actually threatened the United States or Canada's way of life, or threatened our freedoms? How many of them? How many can you actually say?
I would say probably the last legitimate war that we fought, this country fought, was the War of 1812. And that was to keep the British out after they tried to come back in and take over again, our Greek-British ally.
But, I mean, that's the brainwashing that American people are going through. You know, well, we're over there, so, we can have our freedoms and say what, I phoned in one time to a different talk show, and I said something, and the guy phoned, and he says, well, he's able to say what he wants because, we went over there and we fought, for him to say what he wants to say. Anybody that's got a brain in their head knows that's a crock of bull crap. There's nobody in Vietnam, sure in hell. There was none of those Vietnamese over here threatening our way of life. The first Gulf War, there was no Iraqi over here threatening our way of life. I mean,
let's face it. This mantra of support the troops has been used as this political club. It's almost as powerful a club as Never Again in the Holocaust. If you criticize the war, it's like, oh, well, you're not supporting the troops.
Yeah.
That's such crap.
Yeah, that's
right. And when you consider the fact that Ron Paul, who was the foremost critic of the war running for president, or among the foremost critics of the war running for president, he was the guy who was receiving the most campaign contributions from active duty members of the armed forces.
Yeah. Well, I just think that, I'm going to butcher his name, Demyanyuk,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, he was a soldier, if I got the story right, that was following orders. Is that not correct?
That he was what?
Just following orders. If he is the guy that they say he is.
Well, yeah.
He would have been someone just following orders.
Yeah, if indeed he is, number one. And number two, and I don't know all the details of the current case, but, He had been in the Soviet Red Army, taken prisoner by the Germans, and then apparently may have worked in one of these camps.
Yeah.
And so by virtue of the fact that he happened to be there, they have decided that he was complicit in a murder of 29,000 people.
Now, can you imagine, Michael, say United States some way lost their military might, and let's be honest, that's the only thing that's keeping guys like George Bush and Dick Shithead, or Cheney, out of jail, is because United States is still the most powerful country militarily in the world, that nobody can take and arrest these clowns and put them before a tribunal or whatever, the Hague or whatever you want to put them before. If something happened to the United States where they lost this military power, and say China all of a sudden got some moral values about themselves, and they says they were more powerful than the United States, how many people and how many soldiers for just what they've done in Iraq, how many would be put on trial and probably hung by their necks? In fact, I would almost bet you What United States has done, it, not only in Iraq, but take a look at what they did in Panama, in Grenada. All these little, and then what they've done to countries, where their hand is kind of hidden, but they've been supplying arms and training.
Oh, absolutely.
How many people would be would be on trial, and if there was somebody that could hold them accountable, how many do you think would be hung by their neck?
Well, I tell you, it's a scary situation, Byron, and you know what? It ain't going to get better anytime soon.
No, and I'm not only talking about the United States. We got a prime minister up here that's just as he should be hung right with old George Bush, right.
Well, I tell you what, that list of people that need to be hung is growing by the day. Yeah. Byron, I want to thank you for your call.
All right.
We are going to the final break here, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to bring up Rick from Ohio.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are going to our final caller for the evening. We have Rick in Ohio. Rick, how's it going tonight?
Well, you've got an excellent show tonight, Michael. You've had the great callers tonight.
Very sad show in some respects.
Well, it's very good in the sense that it does highlight very accurately what is going on.
Yes,
first off,
yes.
I want to thank all of the callers for calling in. They raised some excellent points tonight, each and every one of them. I would like to say simply that if you look at the world today, you will see very clearly that the world is upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is in its proper order. Where we should have a society where we have a peaceful culture, a upward development, societies in which our people can live freely and without worry, where we should have peace and prosperity. Instead, we have war, we have depressions, we have people living in fear and terror. Women cannot walk through a park at night. They're not even safe in their own homes in the daytimes. A man has no freedom to slip a revolver in his pocket to walk through the park or wherever to keep the women safe. Everything's just upside down. Now let's ask ourselves, who has the power? Who has the power in this upside-down world? If you live in Helsinki, if you live in Frankfurt, if you live in Paris, if you live in London, if you live in Glasgow, if you live in Dublin, if you live in Dubuque, if you live in Perth, if you live in Johannesburg, you, as a people from those areas, from the people that built those areas, from the peoples that built those countries, those cultures, those civilizations, which have been rich and rewarded the world with great treasures and glories, scientific investigations, medicines, philosophies, art, everything. But you have no power. It is an alien element that has power in all of those countries. It is a Jewish element. Those only element that has power, the only element that calls the shots in this upside-down world is kosher.
You know, that's so unfortunately absolutely 100% true. And you know, this is what I've always said, you know, that everything is upside down and it's not supposed to be that way, but we need to turn things right side up. And how we are going to turn things right side up, I don't think it's going to be through the ballot box. I mean, Ron Paul,
that's a technical detail. The fact is, the alien control, the alien presence must be eliminated. Finland should have a government devoted to the preservation and the sanctity, the well-being of the Finnish people. The same should go in Hungary, Slovakia, Croatia, France, Germany, England, Ireland, Scotland, Australia, United States, Canada, everywhere. These people should be free to control their own destinies, their own lives. They should not be lorded over by Jewish overlords.
You know, Rick, that just underscores what I've been saying repeatedly on this show, that the one thing, the one political issue that needs to be addressed straight up front is this overwhelming Jewish political power. And until we get a politician who does that, all the other election processes are just not worth even addressing. So this is really where I believe we got to go. Rick, thanks for an excellent call. Thanks to all the callers tonight. We had quite a few other people that called in. Unfortunately, we couldn't bring them up. We will be here tomorrow night, God willing, folks. And thank God for RBN making this hour possible for people to be able to say what they have to say, because it does need to be said. You can handle the truth, and that's why you're listening. Have a good evening, folks. God bless us all. We sure do need it. And to hell with the bad people in this world, because that's where they're going to go. With